Specialty Crop News, brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. The dormant season is an important time for checking almond orchards for mites and scale through spur sampling. Cooperative Extension Integrated Pest Management Advisor Emily Sims explains more about sequential sampling.
What you do with the dormant San Jose scale sampling is what's called a sequential sample. So the total number of what you're going to look at is actually based on what you're finding as you go. So it's a spur sample. So you're going to clip spurs off of, you know, a certain number of trees. We say, I think, 35 to 50 trees, and then a couple of spurs each. So we're trying to look at 100 spurs per given block or acreage or area. And if you find no scales in your first 20 spurs, then you're done. No treatment is really recommended, and you're done with your sample. If you see 1 to 3 scales in that 20, we don't really know, so we're going to look at 20 more spurs. If you get 4 or more scales in the first 20, stop, problem. You know you're going to have to address it at some point during the following season. And it goes on and on from there up to looking at those 100 spurs. And that's what's called a sequential sample.
And she tells us the benefits to sequential sampling.
Sequential sampling, A, can save a lot of time because you don't say, well, look at 100 spurs, and you think, okay, I've got to look at all 100, because if you're getting zeros and zeros and zeros, don't waste your time by continuing to look. Alternatively, if you got a whole bunch out there and it's really obvious in the first, 20 samples, for example, then again, it's simply a time saver. First and foremost, which is, a money saver, and it can allow you to focus your efforts on some of the other pests and issues that growers have to face.
You can find more on spur sampling and other almond management topics at almonds.com, and you can hear more from Sims on our website. I'm Sabrina Hill from AgnetWest.com.